It's Sound Ideas. Thanksgiving is fast approaching. The David Davis Mansion in Bloomington is offering a portrait of the holiday more than a century ago in a living history performance Saturday. Jeff Salisbury is the site manager for the David Davis Mansion. The event, Bountiful Feast, recreates Thanksgiving in the 1870s. Volunteers will portray servants and guests having Thanksgiving dinner. In this interview with GLT's Charlie Schlenker, Salisbury says those years were the early years of what we now think of as a traditional Thanksgiving.
Well, the Thanksgiving that we call Thanksgiving, the third Thursday of the month in November, was actually Abraham Lincoln. I want to say it was 1863. A lady named Sarah Josepha Hale had been pushing for several years to establish a single day each year to celebrate Thanksgiving. Before this point, Thanksgiving was actually just a day to give thanks. It was not thought of as Native Americans and pilgrims, that sort of thing. It was, say, a specific battle or a victory in the Civil War, they would have a day of Thanksgiving. But what Sarah Josepha Hale wanted to do was to make it a home-based, family-type holiday, and that's where the tradition begins.
How, then, is a David Davis Mansion Thanksgiving different from the turkey and the cranberry and the pumpkin pie and the apple pie and the or green bean casserole, if you prefer, or whatever your family does?
Yeah, it won't be much different. That's actually what this is celebrating, is the traditional Thanksgiving, because the mansion was built in 1870 to 1872, so it's after Lincoln establishes the holiday. And then, again, Sarah Josepha Hale, she had a magazine, Godey's Home, I can't remember exactly, Godey's Home Magazine, something along those lines. And she started telling you what you should do for your traditional Thanksgiving turkey and all that kind of stuff. It was a very New England thing to start off with, and it spread across the entire country.
And, of course, the Davises were from New England originally.
Yes, Sarah was from New England, and the judge was from Maryland.
There are guests, there are servants. What perspectives do the servants have to offer?
Servants are much behind the scenes. The Davises, of course, when you get to that point, they're going to be sitting down having pie, talking politics and life in the time period. Servants are working. So you, when you come as a visitor, if you're not careful, it'll actually put you to work. They're cleaning things up, getting ready for the party. The cook in the kitchen teaches you how to light the stove, how things are done along those lines. Just a basic behind-the-scenes glimpse of what it takes to prepare a dinner for the upper middle class.
Will the servants be in character?
Yes, absolutely. They'll not break character. You won't be able to ask them things about the house or history, things like that, because as far as they're concerned, it's a specific day in 1872. It's not looking back from our time.
Were they all Irish or just some of them?
The ones that you'll see on Saturday are all Irish. And that was the majority of servants at that point in time, were young Irish females coming over to America. This is their first job. But what they want to do, of course, is to get married and go to their own home, where they'll no longer be a paid servant.
Who are the guests?
The guests are different folks, Mr. and Mrs. Robinson, folks along those lines, just the upper crust of Bloomington society in the 1870s.
And what sort of politics are we talking about in the 1870s?
We are talking Republican politics. The judge is more, by this time, more independent, but the judge won't actually be there because, of course, at this time, the judge is in Washington, D.C. So what you're going to see is Sarah and her sort of salon, her friends, just having discussions of politics and life in the 1870s.
What is on the menu?
On the menu, well, all you're going to see is eating pie, because it's too difficult to try to make a full dinner, to serve a full dinner, 20 times in a given day. But they would have had things like several courses, soup course. There would have been appetizer, a fish course, a meat course, and just in a typical Victorian dinner. But it would be all the traditional things, turkey, cranberry sauce. We've got pumpkin pie. They'll have apple pie, lots of potatoes, of course. So not a huge difference from what you'll see today. Of course, some things weren't available to them, but it'd be about the same as you'll have today. Corn, squash.
Today's Thanksgiving, it turns into the start of the Christmas shopping season. But back then, not so much. What did it focus on?
Christmas, by this point in time, is not much different today. And actually, even at that point in time, they're still talking consumerism. That it's becoming, it's fun that we think that we're the first people to complain about consumerism and Christmas all being tied together, but we're not even close. What we're going to be celebrating Christmas this year is Dickens, Charles Dickens. It's a long story. It's a great story. There's actually a movie coming out in November, The Man Who Invented Christmas, and we're going to try to do a lot of things to reflect that. The Dickens Christmas in the Revolutionary time period was a little bit more of a raucous holiday. Guns in the air, hooligans coming to your door, asking for things, handouts, begging, stuff like that. And then people like Washington Irving wrote stories about traditional English Christmas that didn't actually exist. They just made it up out of whole cloth. Dickens comes over to America on one of his tours. He did several tours, speaking tours, in the early part of the 19th century. And he saw some of this going on, and he took it back to England and wrote A Christmas Carol. And then he just embellished and added to the traditional English Christmas. And it's just an amazing story that we're going to try to capture.
That's David Davis Mansion site manager Jeff Salisbury speaking with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. A bountiful feast living history will be Saturday from 8 to 4 at the David Davis Mansion historic site on East Monroe Street in Bloomington.